Prince Edward County has appointed Patrick Howe as the new fire chief. He has served as the interim deputy fire chief for some time and is thrilled with his new position. Chief Howe talks about his background and his view for the future. Chief Howe, where are you from originally?
I grew up in Lanark County. I went to high school in Carlton Place.
And then you joined Hydro One.
Yes.
How old were you when you did that?
So I was just finishing my master's in forestry, so I would have been about 20, 21 years old. So when I went to university, I fully intended on being a forester in the Crown Lands of Ontario. And I went to school for forestry at Lakehead and became a registered professional forester. And although my career kind of moved away from that a little bit, I've still maintained ties with that professional organization. And last week I had the chance to go up to Pembroke. We had our 69th annual AGM and conference. I was part of the organizing committee. And so it was a really cool opportunity to connect with my classmates and my peers in the forest industry, to go out to the forest and look at logging operations and what we're doing to sustainably manage our forests, hear about the amazing logging industry in the Ottawa Valley. But a really special piece for me, the conference was in Pembroke, which is where my grandfather, who's on the wall right there, was the fire chief. And so I was able to walk down to the fire hall, knock on the door and do a little bit of a tour and speak with the fire service members up there in Pembroke, go and see his picture on the wall. And it was a really cool experience.
How did you become interested in firefighting?
Firefighting has a deep history in my family. My grandfather was the fire chief of the town of Pembroke when my mother was growing up. And my uncle was a captain on base Petawawa. And so there was always a bit of the fire culture in my family. I remember when my grandfather passed away, the firefighters participating in the service and that being a really powerful experience for me as a youngster. And then when I left home, my mother always told me to stop in at the fire hall when you move to a new town. There's always going to be somebody there to say hi and a pot of coffee on, and you'll get to know the community a little bit. And so when I did move to Prince Edward County in 2011, I stopped in and talked to Deputy Chief Rudder at the time and got my volunteer application right away and got my burn permit and all those things and a nice plastic hat for my youngster. So that's kind of where it all started for me.
What brought you to the county?
I was living in the city in Toronto when I started my work with Hydro One. It was a wonderful experience, but I grew up in rural Ontario and I was starting to miss the country. So I was given the opportunity to move to the Picton Hydro One office, and that's how we started out in the county. I'd never been here before looking for a house, and so I was pleasantly surprised when we settled in at how amazing this community was. I really enjoyed not only the country piece, but also there's a nice blend of culture and amazing things to do. It's easy to entertain family and friends when they come to visit.
Do you think the challenges will be in the future?
Change seems to be the challenge in many ways, right? Our community is changing, technologies are changing, the demographics of our working population are changing, and how we work is changing. And so having a resilient organization is going to be one of our biggest challenges, and one that's able to adapt to the changes as they come without compromising and sacrificing the tradition and some of the important things that we rely on every day.
Do you have any plans for PR for the community?
Yes, is the short answer. I think public education is one of the most important things that we do in the fire service, all of our fire services across Ontario. Raising awareness around emergency planning and how to stay safe in your home is huge. And so I really want to continue what we have going on in the county right now in terms of our volunteers and full-time firefighters out in the community and sharing those public safety messages. And I see an opportunity for us to do even more of that, whether it's barbecues or participating in focus groups or conversations. I think it's a big part of what we do in keeping the community safe and maintaining a visible presence.
So I'm assuming you have a family here.
Yes. Yes. So I have a wife and three kids and teenagers in my house now, which is fun. So I have a 12-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 16-year-old. Yeah, we're pretty active in the sporting community. Baseball and hockey are big sports. And my daughter, who's in grade 10, is pretty active on the rugby pitch, which is pretty cool with the school. And my son just was awarded a place on the varsity baseball team with Nicholson. So
nice. Yeah. Nice. What do you like to do when you're not involved with carting kids around or at the fire department? What do you like to do?
Sports are a big part of my life. I play men's hockey, coaching my children as well in hockey and baseball. I play in the North Shore Slow Pitch League up in Ameliasburg, which is a lot of fun. And if I get time, outdoor sporting or hunting and fishing are a big part of my life if I can make that happen.
Chief Howe gives us the last word.
First and foremost, it feels like a really special opportunity, and I feel very grateful for the support of not only the volunteer and full-time firefighters and the municipal management, but the confidence that's placed in me for public safety within the community. It's a tremendous honor and a lot of responsibility that I'm not taking lightly, but it feels like a really special opportunity for me, and I'm really looking forward to working with the fire service, working with the municipal staff, and working with the community to have a positive impact, to be there when people need us, and to spread the important words around emergency planning and emergency management and what we can all do to keep ourselves and our community safe. It's a really important mission. You know, it's people always talk about you've got to have a corporate mission or a drive that means something to you. And the mission of the fire service and public safety is very important, and it's motivating for me, and it drives me to succeed. And it just feels like a really good fit, and I'm just thrilled to be part of it.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.